Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacy Lynn. In front of a rowdy crowd last night in Chicago, Tim Walz officially accepted the Democratic vice presidential nomination. The Minnesota governor was a former high school teacher and football coach.
It's the fourth quarter. We're down a field goal, but we're on offense and we've got the ball. We're driving down the field. And boy, do we have the right team.
CBS's Matt Piper with what's on tap for this final day of the DNC.
It has been a busy week here in Chicago with all the politicians on stage, and it all culminates tonight when Vice President Kamala Harris will accept the Democratic presidential nomination. This won't be the first time that she will be on stage. That actually happened the first night here where she spoke for about 2 minutes. But this speech is expected to be a big one, possibly the biggest of her career, especially given that there are 75 days left until election day.
Meanwhile, former President Donald Trump held a campaign rally in North Carolina yesterday, his first outdoor rally since last month's assassination attempt. Correspondent Scott McFarlane was there.
A wall of bulletproof glass surrounded the podium as former President Donald Trump addressed a crowd in the city of Asheboro, 90 minutes from Charlotte. Though he briefly stepped outside of it, flanked by agents to check on a person having a medical issue. Snipers were seen on the roofs of the venue, and storage containers were stacked around the perimeter for added security.
And today, Trump's campaign heads to Arizona. A Detroit mom is speaking out after her 15-year-old daughter was handcuffed and put in a prison jumpsuit because she fell asleep in a courtroom during a school field trip.
She's asking me, why did the judge do me like this out of all the kids? I just want Judge King to take accountability for the way that he humiliated my daughter.
The judge claimed he wanted to give the teen a scared straight experience. The family is suing. It is really hot right now in Texas.
The water in the sprinkler system is hot.
Stay inside. I hope we'll get some rain soon.
Unfortunately, no chance of rain forecast at least through the weekend. Dan Brunoff's the chief meteorologist for KRLD Radio in Dallas.
Records will be broken in Abilene, Austin, and San Antonio. Heat index value is approaching 115.
Fortunately, strong solar power generation is propping up the state's electric grid. Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
Another Tesla recall. Over 9,000 Model X SUVs are being recalled because the trim on the roof could separate. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. He's one of the Packers' most popular players, running back A.J. Dillon, revealing he suffered another neck stinger in Denver last week. He dealt with one at the end of last season. As Dillon undergoes tests, does this open the door for second-year running back Emmanuel Wilson?
You know, just controlling what I can. It's up to them in the office if they're going to keep me or let me go. But, you know, I'm just controlling what I can.
The roster cut-down day next Tuesday after Saturday's final preseason game against the Ravens.
It's big. It's very big. Only because you never know if this is my last time I'm playing for them or what, so it's very big for me.
Baseball, the Brewers wrapping up their series in St. Louis after losing 10-6 last night in extra innings. Manager Pat Murphy asked why was he ejected after arguing with the home plate umpire.
The connotation on the field was balls and strikes in the net.
Sure was.
Golf, Max Lyons, the winner of the Wisconsin State Open in Minocqua. He finished the tournament at 16 under par. George Neisser finished second, two shots off the pace. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A mostly clear sky developing in the overnight with light southeast winds. Temperatures dropping to the mid-50s at sunrise. On Thursday, mostly sunny to partly cloudy skies, highs in the mid and upper 70s. Storm chances on the increase for Thursday night. Right now, it's 55.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in Thursday. Final day of DNC coverage. Tonight is Kamala Harris's night. The Devil's Advocates will take you live to the United Center. You gotta listen.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6. This is 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning and welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, and Calvin Butenoff coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join us. You can call or text. It's the same number, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching in the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. It is Wednesday. That means Dr. Laura Hanks will be here at 11:33 for the public cervix announcement. If you have any medical question, it doesn't have to be an OBGYN-related question. If you have a health-related question you would like to pose to Dr. Hanks, you can email that to Jane Says, J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S, Jane Says at civicmedia.us. Dr. Laura Hanks coming up at 11:33. Going to start, though, another night. Two conventions essentially going on at the same time.
Yeah.
One in Chicago and one in Milwaukee at Fiserv Forum. If you watched the convention, I would love to hear from you and get your takeaways. 855-752-4842. I watched the whole thing.
Yeah.
This is the first time I've ever watched a roll call. It was so much fun.
Yeah.
And so energizing and so positive. That's going to be tough to beat in 4 years.
Oh, they'll have like holograms doing it, and
I don't know. They're going to have to.
Yeah, I mean that's just like it took them till this long to do that. You would think about it like it, I mean, what did they really do? Is they played some great music?
Yeah, great music that was all state related.
State related, except I don't understand jump around for Wisconsin. It's not state related. Like I have my opinions on choosing jump around for Wisconsin, but I don't understand why it's state related.
You will have to ask the DNC about that.
Great.
Call them directly.
Submitted many letters. But yeah, it just makes total sense. Music, lights, fun, a beat, Little John. Come on.
It was really something. We're going to talk more about the recall in just a little bit, but let's listen to some of the clips from some of the speakers last night. And again, Vice President Kamala Harris and Minnesota Governor Tim Walz were in Milwaukee at Fiserv Forum while the actual DNC was going on in Chicago with Michelle Obama, former President Barack Obama. Such great speeches.
And two events, 30,000 people.
That might annoy someone who's concerned about, I don't know, it's crowd size comes up.
Yeah.
Occasionally.
He has the most people.
All the most people. Troy from Mount Horeb is on the line. Good morning, Troy. Thank you so much for joining us. Did you watch last night?
Oh, my God. I was in Milwaukee last night at the rally.
You were?
Oh,
yay.
How was it? It was just incredible. I've been to NFC championships. I went to the World Series in 82. I've been to NBA conference finals. This match or beat all of them. We couldn't hear the good part of Tony's speech because we were yelling so loud.
Well, we're gonna play Tony's casting of the delegates. It was not exactly smooth, but we don't care. We love God. We love our Oplander.
We're jazzed as hell for the guy.
That's right. We are jazzed as hell. What was the energy like in the room, Tony? What were you seeing among the crowd?
Oh, my God. And Joyful Warriors sums it up. I mean, we were all so happy. If somebody got in your way, you were just like, oh, whatever, go ahead. And, you know, I met so many people, and we were just talking and laughing. And, oh, my God, and when they came out, when Tim Walz came out, the place just exploded. And when Kamala came out, the place just exploded. I couldn't believe it. It was awesome.
Well, and I think, too, from watching it and from what I saw both in Chicago and in Milwaukee with that huge crowd at Fiserv, was all kinds of people. And, I mean, age ranges and ethnicities, right, Tony? Or Troy? And it just looks like America.
It was. It was. There were young and old. There were 18, I'm 57, there were 18, 19-year-olds in front of me and next to me. There was older than me, around me, white, black. We had four African-American women sitting right next to us. It was incredible. I just, the diversity of the crowd, the by age and race, and the energy. I can't speak enough of the energy.
Would you say there was a certain joy in the room?
Oh, my God. We were so happy. Like I said, I haven't been to a political thing since Gerald Ford came through Fond du Lac.
What a barn burner.
And yeah, I know. And I just can't believe when we got the tickets, I told my wife, we have to go.
That's so great, Troy.
The line, even the people in the line, you know, waiting to get in,
yeah.
They were just, you know, hey, whatever. It was just a party. It was amazing. I loved it.
That's so cool. Troy, thank you so much for sharing that with us. If you were there like Troy, we'd love to hear from you. Mm-hmm. 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream.
I have been informed by various people within and outside of the Civic Media universe that Jump Around is what the UW Madison with the Badgers play before the fourth quarter. I didn't know that.
You didn't know that?
No.
Yeah, I'm shocked you didn't know that, Greg. When you were saying that, I thought you were alluding to that it was a specifically UW Madison tradition and therefore not for the whole state. So that's what I thought you meant. I didn't realize you didn't know.
I had no idea. I've never watched the Badgers. I don't watch football and I don't watch college sports. I didn't know. So that's the thing is it. I mean, I don't want to say it's niche or insular, but like I didn't know, and I asked. I didn't know why, and I'm literally getting it. I'm getting all caps answers from people. So slow your roll. I just asked a question.
I am really kind of surprised by that because with my extensive sports ball knowledge, I even knew that they played Jump Around at the Badgers games. But I thought you were upset because the song was not from a Wisconsin artist.
I mean, that would have been nice. A little Steve Miller, Les Paul, you can throw in. I mean, who else is from here? Lots of great people are here. And I mean, my point is, now I know. I knew, I've heard the song played at sporting events. It's just, I didn't know it was a tradition. So,
if you'd like to dump on Greg, 855.
You want me here? I'll talk about BLTs as well from yesterday. We'll bring that conversation back. And I'll just be the whipping post.
Oh, that is that we got. And we'll get around to that next hour. We'll talk the great BLT controversy
of 2024.
Yes, of 2024. Article in the Cap Times, kind of going back to what Troy was just saying about the different crowds and the different kinds of people. Article in the Cap Times, a line of hopeful rally goers stretched down the street from the Bucks Arena less than an hour before the event began. Inside, a DJ played hit songs. Mm. People were dancing along to newly crowned pop icon Chappell Roan. Yeah, her.
That's okay. I referred to as Chappell Roan the other day, and I got as corrected as I just got about the Badgers.
How do you do, fellow kids? Chappell Roan's Hot to Go, which is the new hot song, apparently, where a lot of young Democrats could be seen teaching older members of the audience how to take part in the choreographed dance that is sweeping the country. I love that.
Yeah. I love it. That's amazing.
Yeah. Chappell Roan she's a great artist. She is a lesbian icon. She's very representative of that community. Hot to Go. She always plays it at her concerts and she slows it way down and takes the music away and teaches the audience the dance before the song every time. It's a really infectious song, and it's cool that everyone was doing it.
We're going to have to bump back with that when we come back.
Got a text from Matt in Germantown saying the rally was amazing and sent a picture of him at the rally itself wearing a camouflage Harris Walz hat, which I want one.
That's awesome, Matt. Thank you for sharing that with us. We would love to see your pictures If you have pictures from last night, you can text those in too.
Yes, please.
At 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream. Again, Matt from Germantown says the rally was amazing and sent us a great picture. Boy, you were close to the stage.
Yeah,
too.
It was.
Very,
yeah.
Very cool.
And I guess they also played Jump Around at the graduation at Camp Randall. That's great. All right.
That's going to follow you for a long time.
I don't even care.
We're going to play a couple of clips, and then we'll get to Michelle Obama and Barack Obama, who really completed the night. But we'll start first with Steph Grisham, Calvin. That's clip number 4. Steph Grisham worked within the Trump administration, and she came out last night, I think to the surprise of the crowd. Here's what she had to say.
I wasn't just a Trump supporter. I was a true believer. I was one of his closest advisors. I saw him when the cameras were off. Behind closed doors, Trump mocks his supporters. He calls them basement dwellers. On a hospital visit one time when people were dying in the ICU, he was mad that the cameras were not watching him. He has no empathy, no morals, and no fidelity to the truth. He used to tell me, "It doesn't matter what you say, Stephanie. Say it enough and people will believe you." When I was press secretary, I got skewered for never holding a White House briefing. It's because, unlike my boss, I never wanted to stand at that podium and lie. Now here I am, behind a podium, advocating for a Democrat. And that's because I love my country more than my party. Kamala Harris tells the truth. She respects the American people, and she has my vote.
I thought that was a really powerful moment.
Yeah.
And I thought it took a lot of courage on her part to come out to a crowd that could have been hostile to her, and they weren't. And that made me so happy because we need everybody.
This is very much a new version of what happened in 2008. You saw a lot of Republicans coming out for Barack Obama because they didn't want to see the policies of George W. Bush played out in John McCain's administration, which we were seeing. And to see these individuals come forward and say, country before party, the people before anything, this is who I endorse.
We are celebrating this morning. You can join us if you watched the event last night, the DNC. You were there at Fiserv Forum. We would love to hear from you. 855-752-4842. This is Matt Nair on air, coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Up North News Radio.
Over the past 20 years, Wisconsin has seen a huge increase in reported elder abuse cases. Elder abuse is the verbal, physical, emotional, sexual, or financial abuse of a senior citizen. It can also be the intentional or unintentional neglect of an older person. Wisconsin's population of seniors 65 and older is projected to grow significantly in the coming decades. That's why we all share the responsibility to help protect our seniors by recognizing and reporting any signs of elder abuse. If you believe that elder abuse has been inflicted upon yourself or someone you know, please report it. Call the Wisconsin Elder Abuse Hotline toll-free at 1-833-586-0107 or visit reportelderabusewi.org. Respect our elders. Report abuse. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Justice.
This project is supported by the Administration for Community Living, ACL, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as part of a financial assistance award totaling $120,000 with 100% funding by ACL HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor an endorsement by ACL HHS or the U.S. government.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back, fellow kids, to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Resident young person Calvin coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join us. Call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. If you were at Fiserv Forum last night when Vice President Harris and Governor Tim Walz were there, or if you were in Chicago at the DNC, they were both going at the same time. Big party, 30,000 people, 15 each in both locations. We'd love to see your pictures. We have all kinds of pictures coming in on the text line. We would love to check them out if you would like to join us. I did want to share something that Sue from Franklin pointed out related to Stephanie Grisham. She also said in her little speech last night that she texted Melania Trump on January 6th asking if they could send, at least tell people, be peaceful. You have the right to protest, but be peaceful.
Yep.
And Melania texted back with one word and said no. And Stephanie said after January 6th, she was the first higher level staffer to quit.
I mean, that is, we say things like, oh man, what about Melania? I don't think Melania is much better than him. And not to go too deep into it, but there have been accounts of how their child is being raised and it's not good. And I think having those two people as parents are not helpful.
Well, where has she been? I mean, good heavens, the man's been on the campaign trail. She's nowhere to be seen. She came out at the RNC and waved and went away. She didn't even speak.
Did you see the handshake? Like when she came out and they like, she said something and then he and her just shook hands. It's very interesting.
I'm sure.
Okay, let's stop doing that. Okay, we're not Inside Edition.
I mean, I think from our outside perspective, I think it's just been evident even from 8 years ago that she just doesn't particularly care. Like, it doesn't matter to her whether he wins or loses or what policies he has or any. She doesn't care.
I really don't care. Do you? That famous coat that she wore.
And that's the thing is, I don't think she does care, honestly. And yeah, that's another conversation for that. Let's talk about joy. Let's have fun.
Let's have fun. Tom from LA is on the line. Good morning, Tom. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Jane. First off, I am a joyful, and I'm going to put the stress on democracy warrior because of the difference between Project 2025 versus the policies of the Democratic Party. And we want a democracy. We do not want an authoritarian dictatorship. And I thought the best speeches last night were the one that first that you've already played. And then second was Bernie Sanders. And third was Michelle Obama. I thought they were all very, very good. I think we have to realize that these people in power, I would love to be able to compromise with anybody. I would love to compromise without compromising my values, like Tim Walz says. I would love to be able to compromise, but I don't think they come to the discussion with a truthful heart. I think we need to get money out of politics completely, like Bernie said, from the get-go there. And I just wanted to give my 2 cents, but I really think they should talk a little bit more about Project 2025 again last night. I know you do every day, and that's why I listen to you, because you guys are incredible. Well,
thank you so much, Tom. We really appreciate that.
They did talk about it last night. And I think they need to, like, I don't think they should be talking about it every single night just because it can get.
Well, you got
to
switch things up. You got to
switch things up. There's different themes for every night.
Right.
And
right. And we will be talking more, Tom. Don't worry. We're not done with Project 2025 by any stretch of the imagination. I think we have time to play one more clip, Calvin, before we go to the news. Anna Navarro, I thought was also very powerful. We could just play clips all morning because there were so many good speeches. Let's play this clip from Anna Navarro. She's on The View.
Let's be serious. Donald Trump and his minions call Kamala a communist. I know communism. I fled communism from Nicaragua when I was 8 years old. I don't take it lightly. And let me tell you what communist dictators do. And it's never just for one day. They attack the free press. They call them the enemy of the people, like Ortega does in Nicaragua. They put their unqualified relatives in cushy government jobs so they can get rich of their positions. like the Castros do in Cuba. Mm. And they refuse to accept legitimate elections when they lose and call for violence to stay in power, like Maduro is doing right now in Venezuela. Now, you tell me something. Do any of those things sound familiar? Is there anybody running for president who reminds you of that?
Wait, don't tell me. Let me, putting unqualified relative, Did Jared Kushner got $2 billion after he left the White House from the Saudis? No.
This is a hard one. I'm going to have to think about it.
I know. We'll mull on that for
a while. And that's and those are people that a lot of individuals have never heard of either. Like, or no, when we talk about like despots, dictators, things like that, we're talking Putin, we're talking Xi, we're talking all these people over the world, and that's a whole other crop of individuals she brought up.
Of autocrats
who are doing exactly what the other guys are doing and exactly what Donald Trump wants to do because he loves these guys.
He does.
He thinks they're great leaders.
Yes,
they're
does.
Good people.
They're very good people. They're strong.
They're the best.
They're very strong.
Very strong.
Strongly strong.
Yep. And he'll be a dictator on day one, and he won't let go of it.
He's not going to leave. I'm sorry. He's just not going to leave. Sue from Franklin pointing out Anna is also a Republican, but she is putting country over party, which I think, again, is such a strong message.
Yes.
And one that we need to hear.
Mm-hmm.
We don't exactly have enough time, I don't think, to play one more clip. We have many, many, many clips, including our very own Governor Evers, and we love him.
Yeah, get off his back.
Seriously, folks, everybody has a little off night.
I have him all the time. I have him on the air all the time.
It was not the worst thing in the world. We'll get to that. And don't forget as well, we have special coverage, Civic Media, every night from 6 to 7 p.m. across the network, anchored by Terry Bell. Commentary from Maggie Dawn, Todd Alba, Earl Ingram, and many, many other guests live from the United Center. That is tonight from 6 to 7 p.m. News is coming up next. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the vast Civic Media Radio Network. Listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Matt Nair on Air.
CBS News Special Report. At the DNC in Chicago, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz delivered the keynote address and formally accepted the party's nomination for vice president.
It's the honor of my life to accept your nomination for vice president of the United States.
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg slammed the GOP VP nominee over his controversial comments about people who don't have kids.
When I deployed to Afghanistan, I didn't have kids then. Many of the men and women who went outside the wire with me didn't have kids either. But let me tell you, our commitment to the future of this country was pretty damn physical.
On the last day of the convention, Vice President Harris will deliver her acceptance speech. CBS News Special Report. I'm Stacey Lynn.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Democratic National Convention roll call was full of cameos, music, and even Lil Jon, but Governor Tony Evers had a tough time getting through his lines. People online had a lot to say, but at least he had a good sense of humor.
Yeah, it was all. I mean, it was a mistake. Life goes on.
On Twitter, Evers used his classic holy mackerel. And fans could buy booze for the first time at UW-Madison's Fieldhouse. The Badgers volleyball squad took on Bradley in an exhibition. This year, alcohol will be sold at most athletic facilities on campus, and they're currently in the middle of that rollout. According to the Wisconsin State Journal, there were a few drinks available for about $12, and they were all a big hit. People who appear to be under 40 have to scan their ID, and no one can buy more than two drinks at a time. Alcohol will be sold at Camp Randall for the first time next Friday when the Badgers take on Western Michigan. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is Civic Media News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Well, if you've already spent 3 hours in the theater watching the first installment of Kevin Costner's Horizon American Saga Chapter 1, hoping to see the next 3 hours, Horizon an American Saga Chapter 2, in theaters, you can't, because it was pulled due to low interest. The title doesn't help. But fear not, Costner fans. Chapter 2 premieres on Max Friday, August 23rd. Fearless comedian Eric Andre says he was racially profiled at the Melbourne airport in Australia. The star of his own show, The Eric Andre Show, in the film Bad Trip, was in Australia for a gig when he says he was pulled out of the security line to be sniffed by the dogs. He said this is not the first time it's happened and currently has a lawsuit pending against the airport in Atlanta for the same type of treatment. Those of you who are fans, I know what you're thinking, but Andre was fully clothed when the incident happened. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A mostly clear sky developing in the overnight with light southeast winds. Temperatures dropping to the mid-50s at sunrise. On Thursday, mostly sunny to partly cloudy skies, highs in the mid and upper 70s. Storm chances on the increase for Thursday night. Right now, it's 55.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Who is the toughest billionaire? I'm pretty sure I could take Warren Buffett. He's like 94. Elon Musk is the richest guy in the world. He's got like 200 billion bucks. Then Jeff Bezos.
I don't know how Jeff would fight.
What about Mark Zuckerberg?
No, that guy.
I'll say Bill Gates. He would probably take a dive.
Isn't Michael Jordan a billionaire now?
Okay, I would take Michael Jordan.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Jane is on vacation, but I, Greg Bach, am your host. I'm going to be joined by Todd Alba live in Chicago, as well as sports writer J.R. Radcliffe and Weather and Wine with Brittany Merlot. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning. Welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, the Calvinator, on the board, coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. This chair is much bouncier than I realized. You can always join us at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching in the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Dr. Laura Hanks will be here next hour at this time for a public cervix announcement. If you have a question for the doctor, you can always email it in at janesays@civicmedia.us, J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S, janesays@civicmedia.us. Lots of people have been sending in their pictures if they were at Fiserv Forum last night in downtown Milwaukee. Love to hear from you if you were there. If you were at the DNC, even better. 855-752-4842. Share your photos from there. Jean from Eau Claire is joining us. Good morning, Jean. Thanks so much for calling in. What's up?
Well, thank you for your show. You guys do an outstanding job. I love listening to you, and your callers are outstanding, and I just enjoyed it. I'm going to be 70 in January, and I never seen anything like it in my life. I watch every year, or, you know, every election, and, I mean, this was just unbelievable, and it was wonderful to see the positivity and the strength and the time of healing of all the people who have been verbally and some physical with the pandemic abuse that has gone on to all the people in America. We have watched the crimes, the abuses, and have not been able to do anything about it. It was fantastic to see young, old, ancient like myself, all together, all colors. And it was a beautiful thing. And I believe that people are ready to fight back. And the abuse of women, unbelievable. And to see women united, you know, people can say, oh, the Kenosha Police Department supports the criminal. It shows us we need to do some changes in the way we hire police. But, you know, this is so amazing to me that I mean, I was, like, in awe, and I had tears coming down, and just it was a beautiful thing. So thank you guys for all the work you do, and I agree with Tom, L.A. Tom, 100%. We got to get that money out of there. I've never seen so much money running our government with our SCOTUS and all the things going on. So we got a lot of work to do, but yep, we got a lot of help. Everybody working together, we can change America for the better. So thank you, guys, and keep up the great work.
Thank you so much, Jean. Really, really appreciate that. And you're right. It was just so energizing to see all of these people from different walks of life all coming together. Mm-hmm. And I watched the roll call. I have never watched a roll call before, and it was fun. It was really fun.
Yeah. Yeah. They made it fun. I
guess one of the things that I wanted to mention too, you can tell a new generation is getting involved just by the way this is being handled. Mm-hmm.
And what's wonderful is that the older generation are coming along for the ride.
Yep.
That's what you need to do. You need to, you know, let the younger people have some say. And take their ideas and let, because they know.
Well, if you want them to be engaged.
Yeah.
If you want them to be a voter, baby, because everybody should be a voter.
Be cool.
Why do I want to do this? What is going to happen if I do this?
Mm-hmm.
And I think for leadership and things like that, and in any party, people don't want to give up their spot where they've been for a long, long time.
Which I can understand that too.
Understand
that as well, but there's a big problem with the youth vote, and one of their big, I don't want to say gripes or issues, concerns, because it's valid, is how is this going to affect me?
Right.
I still can't buy a house. I still have student loans. I still can't, like, they see this uphill battle of trying to live an American dream, and do you want to go with the party that's just telling you, hey, do what we do. It's the same. It's great. America. Woohoo. Or do you want to go with a group that listens to you and wants you to take the reins eventually?
Exactly. And be involved. And by the way, Gene, you are not the oldest person. There was a woman at Pfizer Forum yesterday. She's 105. She's 105.
And Gene, I don't even want to go anywhere now.
Ruth McNeely is 105. She was there with her daughter, Tracy. She said she remembers, her daughter says she remembers when she couldn't vote. Imagine the time that she lived in and seeing a black president and a black woman president. That is fantastic.
Wow. That's.
It's hopeful.
Yes.
And I don't want to step on that. But I do want to point out, we still got a couple months.
Oh, no.
This isn't done. We can't laud ourselves and go, well, now that's done. Rallies don't vote.
No. Yard signs don't vote. No. Rallies don't vote. No. Hats don't vote.
No.
And what's great is also at the DNC, everyone makes a point of saying that this is not over. We're not ahead. This is a tight race.
Underdogs.
Look how hard they had to work in the past 6 weeks to make it in basically like a tie with some energy momentum towards Kamala Harris. There's a lot of work that needs to go into this. And it's going out there, talking to your friends, making a plan to vote. Go to myvote.wi.gov. Find out where your polling place is. Find out what's on your ballot. Find out if you are registered.
Yes.
If you are not, register now.
Yep.
You can do that by going to myvote.wi.gov, and you can take care of that because it's important to make a plan. It's important to tell people, and it's important to vote.
Every vote counts.
Every
single one.
I don't care what anyone says. Your vote counts.
Yes,
your
does.
Vote counts.
Mike from West Bend is on the line. Good morning, Mike. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. I don't want to cast a wet blanket on this based on being a Democrat. And I thought Obama's speech was just outstanding. But I think what a lot of people are missing is that right now in this country, and I talked to my wife, and the hate for the American Jew is so bad and nobody denounces it. And if you reach out to a Jewish family, I can assure you that they're very, very scared.
I mean, anti-Semitism is something that we take very seriously.
Absolutely.
And I'm not telling you at all that that's not true, that it's not an issue to talk about. But
Mike, are you kind of implying that the Democrats are anti-Semitic?
I think they've shown themselves to be. Oh, of course, I don't believe everybody is, but I believe that it's scary when you see the allowance, or they don't seem to raise a flag or I was disappointed in Chuck Schumer. I mean, it's almost like you can see that there's so much hate and on the streets, and it's sad.
Well,
and I think it's going to get worse.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate you checking in. There is a lot of hate on the street.
Absolutely.
There's no question.
Yeah. I mean, and we still have two more days of the DNC. So we don't know what people are going to be talking about in the next 2 days. I'm sure anti-Semitism will come up. Jewish heritage will come up. I'd like to think so, because it's the party of inclusion, and I would imagine they would have representatives if they haven't already. But I mean, no, Mike, I don't disagree with you
at all.
I would have some more clarification as far as like, was there something specific you saw at the DNC that really tripped you up on that? And of course, feelings are valid. And if you are Jewish, I am not, so I don't know.
Right.
And I'm not going to pretend to know. Calvin?
Well, obviously, I will agree with Greg that I'm not Jewish, so I can't speak on genuine feelings that they're feeling. But, I mean, Jewish Americans vote Democrat in the highest percentage of any minority other than Black Americans. I think there are bad actors in the Palestinian protests that are anti-Semitic and spreading that message, and it's not good. But I think it really stems from the violence that's happening. And if the violence ended, I think
that would go
outward. Anti-Semitism would disappear.
Yeah, it would go underground a little bit more.
And not to make this into a Palestine versus Israel discussion, but I think there are so many voices having this conversation that it's very easy to get not confused, but cross-wired on who's saying what and what does it mean. You know, people who, you know, like, oh, if you believe in Palestine, you are pro Hamas. Well, that's not true at all. If you are pro Israel, you're pro the government. That might not be true as well. It's about clarification and ultimately like people living in peace and freedom. And that's what we do here. That's what we want here. So Mike, thank you for calling. That's a heavy duty issue. And we understand that it does need to be talked about. And we hope that, you know, someone does discuss it this week. And if not, we take the message out further.
Absolutely. We have time to play a couple of clips, two of the great speeches from last night at the DNC. Michelle Obama, play clip number one, please, Calvin. Michelle Obama from last night.
She understands that most of us will never be afforded the grace of failing forward. We will never benefit from the affirmative action of generational wealth. If we bankrupt a business or choke in a crisis, we don't get a second, third, or fourth chance. If things don't go our way, we don't have the luxury of whining or cheating others to get further ahead. No. We don't get to change the rules so we always win. If we see a mountain in front of us, we don't expect there to be an escalator waiting to take us to the top. No. We put our heads down. We get to work. In America, we do something.
Michelle Obama from the DNC last night in Chicago. Such a good speech.
That was the sign of great speech writing as far as when she said the affirmative action of generational wealth, she stopped talking. She didn't start to talk and then get silenced by an ovation. She paused because she knew there was going to be ovation. Then she tried to talk and it was still going on. The affirmative action of generational wealth is one of the most mind-blowing statements I've ever heard in my life because I've never thought of it from that point of view and I will never forget it.
Well, and you won't be able to because Melania Trump's going to steal it the next time she has to use a speech. So let's play meow. Let's play.
Jane, I'm allergic to cats.
Okay, let's play. Michelle Obama, Calvin, clip number two from last night at the DNC.
Who's going to tell him that the job he's currently seeking might just be one of those black jobs?
Oh, the Obama snark is here.
Oh, yeah. It was good. And then, of course, former President Barack Obama came out to speak after her and even was self-deprecating in that, yeah, I'm the only one dumb enough to speak after Michelle Obama because that was such a good speech.
Yeah. I mean, it's.
I also think it's important. I think it's important to remember former presidents are speaking at this week's event. George W. Bush. Was he at the RNC?
No.
Did he have a speaking role?
I don't think he's gone to the RNC in a while. He didn't go to 2016. I don't believe so. And of course 2020 was COVID, so
I think it's interesting.
Wait, he's speaking at the
no. But I think it's interesting the lack of Republicans.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yes.
Who were at the RNC. Yes. Who were, you know, the Paul Ryans and the Mitt Romneys. And all those guys, no, they're all gone. Now it's Marjorie Taylor, Howler Monkey Green, and Matt Gaetz and Bobo. Yeah. We're going to come back.
That's the new generation.
And jump around a little bit.
You're listening
to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Are you curious about high grocery prices? Well, I have some news for you. A recent Federal Trade Commission report found that grocery chains like Kroger and companies like Amazon have made a lot of money since they raised prices during COVID. In fact, grocery store profits were higher in 2023 than any time in recent memory. It also turns out that prices and profits remain high even after the supply chain kinks got straightened out. So higher prices are not just supply chain drama like these retailers told us. It turns out they are making a lot of money. Well, here's a little good news. Some of them are feeling the pressure. They're lowering prices and getting the message that we won't bankroll them forever. For more money explainers, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, Take good care.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, the Valley's home of Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning and welcome back to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach and the Calvinator on the board coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can call, you can text. It's the same number, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching in the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. We are talking about night number two from the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. And of course, there was the companion rally going on in Milwaukee at Fiserv Forum when Vice President Kamala Harris and Minnesota Governor Tim Walz came out. The crowd went wild.
Yeah, I saw the video. It was great. It was crazy pants.
And Barack Obama, former President Barack Obama, also spoke. He was in Chicago. Calvin, let's play that clip from the former president.
The people who will decide this election are asking a very simple question. Who will fight for me? Who's thinking about my future, about my children's future, about our future together? One thing is for certain, Donald Trump is not losing sleep over that question. Here's a 78-year-old billionaire who has not stopped whining about his problems since he rode down his golden escalator 9 years ago. It has been a constant stream of gripes and grievances that's actually been getting worse now that he's afraid of losing to Kamala. There's the childish nicknames. The crazy conspiracy theories. This weird obsession with crowd sizes.
It was a great, great speech.
Yeah.
He is a wonderful orator. They all were. Mm-hmm. I just thought everybody last night was fantastic.
They brought the A game, and this is what it was for. I mean, that's how, you know, they know how to set it up. And
they know how to do this.
And their writers are top-notch, and they inspire hope, and they inspire joy, and they inspire... I'm going to keep saying joy. I don't care if you... They inspire all the good things and excitement and that wanting and that need to fight, as something I said before, because Michelle Obama mentioned it during her speeches, this is not over. The arenas are great, and the crowds are great.
That's all fabulous. They don't... Crowd that rallies don't vote.
Nope. People at the rallies vote. Yes. So you make sure you vote. But this is by no means locked up in any way, shape, or form.
At
because
all.
A lot of things can be said, a lot of things can be done. Just, yeah, let's stick to the plan, folks.
Yep.
Stick
absolutely.
To the plan.
Stick to the plan is right. The roll call. It was spectacular. I watched the roll call. I've never done that in my entire life. I used to think there couldn't possibly be anything more boring than having them read off the states and the delegates. But they had special music. It was a production.
Yeah.
It took an hour, but it was a production. Our beloved Governor Tony Evers, finally get to the W's. We're finally at the W's because I watched the whole thing.
Yep.
It was also a very kind of a geographical quiz for me. Yeah. It's like, oh yeah, I forgot about New Hampshire.
And then also it's like Idaho and 10 people.
Then they were so proud.
Yeah.
Idaho proudly pledges our 10 delegates to Kamala Harris.
New York is pledging. Okay. California. Idaho is here.
Yeah. Idaho in the house.
Yeah.
Idaho in the house. Here is Tony Evers. When we finally got to the W's during last night's roll call at the DNC, Calvin.
I'm here because I'm jazzed as hell to announce that Wisconsin passed one vote present and 94 votes were for, who are we at? Got me going here. Former Wisconsinite, former state. Oh my God.
We love you, Tony. It's all right. Regroup.
Listen to Ben Winkler just being the cheerleader.
Four. I'll get there, Jason. I'll get there.
Jason raised up on
stage. 94 votes for former Wisconsinite vice president and our next president of the United States of America, Kamala Harris.
Well done. You did it.
I couldn't have done it.
Well done. That's a lot of pressure.
That's a lot of pressure.
It really is. There's a lot of eyes on you.
Yeah.
And I think when they interrupted him by cheering him, that threw him off even more.
He was trying to be on the paper. And
right. Lost his place.
And I get that. So,
it happens.
Yeah, Kelvin?
I sympathize with him. I would have done the same thing. I think he could have committed a little more to using the paper. I think that's why he was getting lost. It seemed like he was trying to do his politician, engage with the audience, which I appreciate. But yeah, he definitely lost his place on the paper.
Well, he has never been known for his inspiring oration.
I mean,
he's a fine speaker, but he's not necessarily the most dynamic speaker I think anyone has ever heard. I think he governs great.
Yeah.
That just isn't his thing.
But, you know, I believe it was Channel 6 got, after he was leaving, They asked him about that in a way that, I don't want to say it was pointed, but like, hey, what happened here? Calvin, can you play that next clip?
Governor Evers. Jason with Fox 6, how are you doing today? What happened out there? You had a couple stumbles. Okay?
I was jazzed.
Are you feeling okay? Or?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm feeling
Shut
okay.
up.
Yes.
I was jazzed.
Yes, I'm fine, young person. Thank you for asking.
Are you okay? It's the way he said. And now people are like, oh, my God.
Is he cognitively declining?
He's cognitively declining.
I think he's fine.
He's great. He had a moment. I dare any of you to stand on that stage with that many people watching and do the same thing. Y'all would screw up. I would, too. And I get paid to do that on stage.
He was jazzed, folks.
Jazzed.
Embrace the jazzed.
I'll embrace the jazzed.
Embrace the jazzed.
It's about the moments that aren't being played.
We have news. Coming up next, when we return, we're going to take a little closer look at Pfizer Forum and the party that was going on in downtown Milwaukee yesterday with Vice President Harris and Minnesota Governor Tim Walz. That is on the way right after the news. Stay with us. You're listening to Matt Nair on air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap Eau Claire, the Chippewa Valley's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, we replay an interview with one of our favorite comedians, Pat McGann. And I welcome one of the most prolific actors in Hollywood, Wisconsin native Richard Reilly, who has over 400 movie credits.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103.
Yes.
Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually really good. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn. On the biggest political stage of his career, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz addressed the Democratic National Convention last night.
Thanks for putting your trust in me and for inviting me to be part of this incredible campaign. And a thank you to President Joe Biden for 4 years of strong, historic leadership.
Former President Bill Clinton also spoke and praised President Biden and reminded the crowd.
We've seen more than one election slip away from us when we thought it couldn't happen.